After months of intense Israeli and US lobbying, the EU has finally taken action against Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah. During an EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels, the European body announced its anti-Hezbollah measure by placing what it called Hezbollah's military wing on the EU terrorism list. EU officials cited Hezbollah's alleged involvement in last year's bombings in the Bulgarian city of Burgas as the main reason behind their decision. That attack killed five Israelis. Hezbollah, for its part, strongly denied any involvement. Lebanese officials believe that the measure is politically motivated and stems from Hezbollah's success as an anti-Israeli resistance movement.
They have been preparing for this decision for years. Many sides have been working on this, especially after the July 2006 war, which ended in a huge defeat for Israel. Since then, they have focused on Hezbollah. Such decisions cannot be made on political grounds and need some kind of judicial cover. This is why they refer to the Bulgaria bombing.
Lebanon's Foreign Minister Adnan Mansour told Press TV that some of European countries who were opposed to the measure were subject to intense pressure from Israel and even from some Arab countries.
Many European countries had reservations regarding this decision, but they were subject to pressures. This is what we sensed via the contacts we held. There were regional, Arab, global and European pressures applied to reach this decision. We wish this hadn't happened because it targets a segment of Lebanese society.
Hezbollah believes that this latest move comes within the context of a widespread escalated anti-resistance campaign, specifically since the Battle of Qusayr in Syria. Back then, Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah vowed not to allow Syria to fall to Israel, the US, or the Takfiris, and his movement played an important role in the Syrian army's regaining control of Qusayr. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton reportedly made a revealing statement saying that this move was due to Hezbollah's involvement in the fight for Syria.
Hezbollah is greater than being isolated and stronger than being humiliated, and we are more honorable than anyone offending our achievements or our mujahideen. We shall remain firm no matter how much they are bent on creating strife or carrying out attacks in Beirut's southern suburbs or the Bekaa Valley or anywhere in Lebanon.
Despite this European measure, Hezbollah has recently developed ties with global powers like Russia and China. Sayyid Nasrallah has stated that Hezbollah's successes against Israel make it only natural for the movement to be targeted at all levels. And so, as Hezbollah's success grows, efforts to target it at all levels increases. But Hezbollah and its supporters are firm in their belief that they can overcome any obstacles on their way. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.